Hi, my dear friends. You are listening to Kuku Radio, and this is Yuki here for today. In our today's program, we are going to talk about drinking too much. Drinking too much. 欢迎收听本期的可可电台，我是 Yuki。今天呢，想要跟大家一起来分享到的是伤感情的一些小行为、小举动。今天我们一起来分享到的是第七个小行为。Drinking too much, 贪杯。其实我们说偶尔喝一下酒的话呢，也不算是什么坏事情。但是如果说你喝的比较多的话呢，那就真的会伤害感情。A nice relaxing glass of wine after a hard day's work is one thing. But if one or both of you find yourselves drinking until you're legless most nights, it's a clear signal something's not right between you and that you are using alcohol to mask the shortcomings of the relationship. 其实呢，我们说紧张的工作之余来一杯轻松一下呢是一回事儿，但是如果说你或是你们俩差不多夜夜喝的找不着北，那么毫无疑问你们两个之间是出问题了，你们在用酒精掩盖关系中的一些裂痕。
Unnecessary flare-ups are inevitable when there is too much booze involved.
一旦豪饮成了家常便饭的话呢，发生争执肯定是在所难免的。
Nobody wants to take a drunk so sober up or seek professional help before it's too late to salvage things.
我相信呢，没有谁会愿意跟酒鬼待在一起，所以呢，不要再贪杯了，或是向专家求助，否则呢，你将会抱憾终生的。所以今天跟大家一起来分享到的一个小话题呢，是伤感情的一些小行为、小举动。今天我们一起来分享到的是 drinking too much, drinking too much.贪杯 ,OK, 切勿贪杯哦，会伤感情。
That's all about our today's Kuku Radio. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.